The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As lawmakers like to say, budgets embody values. And on the Hill, there's no question over whether the president's budget shows his values in regards to the nation's energy sector. He wants to hike clean energy spending by 7% and offer a myriad of states some $4 billion if they clean up their air at a quicker pace. Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the budget would be another blow to his southwestern district.
The president's had a war on coal. Those people who don't live in coal country can claim that it's not a war on coal, but it is. And this is just another part of that. You know, let's take away these tax credits. He wants to do everything he can while he's in office to eliminate coal and coal jobs. And unfortunately, that means he's hurting big parts of our economy and particularly the people of Central Appalachia.
Whether there's a war on coal, a war on warming temperatures, or both, this year's White House budget rekindled the Capitol Hill debate over global warming for the first time in years. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman dismisses the budget.
It's certainly a political document. Obviously, the House is going to set its course through the development of the budget. It's an exchange of ideas. You know, there's a lot of different thoughts about where we go.
Whitman says he's disappointed the president isn't putting more money into so-called clean coal technologies.
If we put the resources into that, in the research and development, I think we can do that and do that very cleanly, very efficiently, and do it in ways that help the U.S. economy. So I don't think we ought to divest in developing our sources of energy.
The question on the Eastern Shore is different than what southwestern officials are dealing with. The question there isn't focused on the energy from their natural resources. The debate is more about the seas that keep them constantly on guard. Here's Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott, who represents the southeastern part of the state.
If you look at the problems that are occurring because of climate change in the Hampton Roads area, we're looking at sea level rise in terms in the next 20 or 30 years, at least a foot, if not more than that. And if you look at what happens when you go up a foot, that's the average when there's a storm. It's on top of that.
Scott says that threatens the state's military presence.
The naval base, many of the residential areas in Norfolk and Newport News, certainly those that chronically flood, will be at risk, and we have to do something. The president is taking action on that in his budget, and hopefully much of that funding can remain and we can address the problem.
Coupled with the president's call to unwind tax breaks enjoyed by the coal and oil and gas industries, is a proposal to invest more money in advanced manufacturing job training programs. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says that would bode well in economically depressed regions of the Commonwealth.
As we look to the coal part of our economy, which is a dwindling part of Virginia's economy, we need to look at investments that can help diversify that economy and create new opportunities for the people in Southwest Virginia.
But Congressman Griffith says he's heard these promises before.
We've lost textile, we've lost furniture, we've lost tobacco. Every time the federal government and others have said, oh, we'll help you transition, we'll throw a little bit of money in for training. Well, you've got to have the jobs.
President Obama's budget marks the start of this year's budget war. Next up should be the House and Senate budgets, which will give the GOP the chance to outline their priorities for the nation. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.